Well, good morning, everyone. And yes, happy Christmas. Happy Christmas to each and every one of you. So good to see you this morning here on Christmas Day. And we are here to give God thanks for Jesus Christ, the Savior, the light and the hope of this world. And we only have one item on the agenda today, and that is to give him thanks and to praise and to worship his holy name for the blessing of Christmas, that is Jesus Christ. We've come this morning not to worship Santa Claus or Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, but we've come to center and focus our attention on Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. I want to call your attention by way of introduction to John chapter 1. John chapter 1, and we're going to read from verse 1. We're going to read alternatively, and I'm going to start us off. So from verse 1 it reads, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made.
In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind.
The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And we're going to come now down to verse number 14. Isn't that wonderful? The Word became flesh. And we know who that Word is, don't we? Jesus Christ. Verse 15, John testified concerning him. He cried out saying, "This is the one I spoke about when I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.'" For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. And verse 18 together, "No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father, has made him known." Amen. He has made him known, Jesus Christ. The Word, that which was from the beginning, became flesh and dwelt among us. And that is the very reason why we are here this morning. Because the miracle of Christmas was not just the nice little story that took place years ago, but it was a story of truth. The truth of God's Word, it became flesh and dwelt among us. Let us pray. Father, we thank you so much for bringing us here together this morning on this wonderful, wonderful day. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are here to rejoice and to be glad in this day. We thank you for the true message of Christmas, that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory, that of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. And this morning, as we come before you to praise and to worship you, we want to say thank you for all that you have done. Thank you for bringing into fruition this great and blessed salvation through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we pray not only for ourselves this morning, but we pray for all those who need to hear this message of truth. We pray for those who are on their own this Christmas. We pray that your comfort, Lord, would touch their lives. We pray for this country, Lord. We pray for this world, for the various needs and challenges all around this world. Lord, on this morning, we think of our brothers and sisters in Ukraine right now, Lord, who perhaps are having Christmas Day, but wondering if their house is going to be bombed. Lord, we pray that, Lord, you would bless them and that you would protect them and that you would cover them, Lord, on this day. And Lord, when it's all said and done, may we be found giving you the glory. Lord, whatever we do throughout the course of this day, may your name be glorified in everything that we say and everything that we do. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Well, we are going to worship God together through song. And with the first carol we're going to sing together is Hark the Herald, Angels Sing. And then we're going to have two more songs after that, uninterrupted. And then we're going to have a spoken word video that will appear on the screen. And then I'll be back with the word of God. So let's stand together if you're able and let us worship God together.
Thank you. Why?
Why?
Why did Jesus come to earth?
Why forsake the majesty and fellowship of heaven?
Exchanging a palace for a stable.
Immortal comforts for a feeding trough.
And robes of glory for the feeble body of an infant.
An unparalleled irony, this supreme, unrivaled nobility experiencing absolute and total humility.
Our sovereign God, Emmanuel, as a baby.
He didn't come to heap shame upon sinners, or to judge and cast out the impious, but to break bread with those called unrighteous.
He didn't come to illuminate every mystery of the cosmos, or to enlighten the intellectual, but to fulfill the testimony of prophets clothed in rags.
He didn't come to elevate a single nation, or to advocate a particular political affiliation. He came because he saw you, broken, in need of salvation.
He saw you lost and abandoned, crying out, surrounded by deaf ears, fighting through the tears, but beaten down by the torments of this world.
And unable to bear your distress, he renounced his eternal throne,
walked the earth,
bore the stripes,
accepted the nails,
and gave up his last breath,
so that you could receive the breath of life. Our God.
Our holy, infinite God.
Beheld your pain.
Perceived your heart.
And determined that your soul was worth dying for.
From the manger to the cross, to the empty tomb.
It is all a story of profound love, of a Savior who rescued his children from darkness,
of a blameless King who declared that no sacrifice was too great for the sake of his beloved creation.
Why did Jesus come to earth?
He came for you.
For you. That is why he came. He came with a purpose, because he came to bring salvation into this world. That is why he came. He came because he loved us so much. He came for you. And that is the message of Christmas. Well, I want to get right into the Word of God this morning. We're in good time, and we're not going to hold you long this morning. But there is a word that I want to share with you this morning from the Word of God. And I want to call your attention just briefly to the Gospel according to Luke. Luke chapter 2, from verse number 8. Luke chapter 2, from verse number 8. And the word of the Lord reads like this. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. Verse 10 is our key verse this morning. It says, and the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host. Can we say heavenly host together? Heavenly host. what were they doing? It says they were praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men." I want to look at that verse number 14 again, but this time from the NIV. We can go to the NIV on the screen, verse number 14. It says, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests." You see the difference there? King James, verse 14, it reads, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace and goodwill toward men." Now, that doesn't just mean men, as in males. That means all people. But the better translation is in the NIV. It's more specific. It says, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests." Peace to those on whom his favor rests. For just a short time this morning, I want to ask the question, have you opened all of your Christmas presents? Have you opened all of your Christmas presents? Now, friends, as we now reach the close of our series, this Advent series that we've been looking at, don't miss Christmas. We've been talking about don't miss the Christ in Christmas. And over recent weeks, we've heard, haven't we, from the perspective of Old Testament prophecies concerning Jesus Christ. We've heard from Isaiah, the prophet, who some 700 years before Jesus was born, he prophesied about this baby that would be born in Bethlehem's manger. We've heard from Isaiah. We've also heard from the perspective of Mary. We've heard how Mary played an important part in the Christmas narrative. How this virgin woman found favor with God, and this miraculous conception. She knew no man, but yet still the Holy Spirit overshadowed her womb so that she could bring forth a son. We've heard from Mary. We've also heard, tried my best at the carol service to present to you the perspective of Joseph, of how Joseph struggled at first and was going to put Mary away because he didn't believe that this miracle could take place. But after Joseph went to sleep and in a dream, the angel of the Lord encouraged him that this was indeed a miraculous conception and he should not be fearful to take Mary as his wife. The children and young people did a wonderful presentation and they shared with us about the shepherds and the wise men who played an integral part in the Christmas story. But this morning, for just a brief moment, I want to share with you this morning, not from the perspective of Isaiah, the prophet, not from the viewpoint of Mary and Joseph, so to speak, not even through the lenses of the shepherds or the wise men, but this morning, for just a short while, I want to share with you a message of hope from the heavenly host. The heavenly host. Can we say that together? The heavenly host. Who are these heavenly hosts that Luke records here in Luke chapter 2? And these heavenly hosts, they are important because even before Jesus Christ would grow up and utter the words that "I am the way, the truth, and the life, that no man can come to the Father except they come through me." And even before Peter, on the day of Pentecost, would proclaim in Acts chapter 2 that "you must repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Before Peter would preach on Pentecost, before Jesus would proclaim that he was the way, the truth, and the life, and even before the Apostle Paul would teach in the book of Romans that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God had raised Jesus from the dead, then you shall be saved. But before all of that took place, church, can I tell you, the heavenly host had something very important to say about Christmas and about the gospel message. These group of angels, friends, the heavenly host, or what could also be referred to as an army of angels. We don't know how many there were, but what we do know that this heavenly host, this army of angels, that they had a very important announcement to make. But not only did they make an announcement of the birth of Jesus, but they also shared a powerful message of the gospel and the good news of Christ to come. They had something to say about this baby born in such humble circumstances, born in a manger, and yes, wrapped in a life-saving gift that Jesus Christ would be the Savior of the world. So what do they teach us, this heavenly host? I want to leave just two things with you this morning about what the heavenly host have to say to us about making sure that we open all of our Christmas presents. And the first thing they teach us, church, is they teach us the appropriate response to receiving a present. They teach us the appropriate response to receiving a present. Perhaps later today, if you have not yet opened your presents, maybe you've opened them already this morning, but whoever gave you that gift, we know as humans that the appropriate response is to say, thank you. We say thank you. We want to express our gratitude to the one who has purchased the gift. Children all around the world now are going crazy because they think that all of the presents under the tree were wrapped and arrived as the result of a man named Santa Claus. But I'm sorry to burst the bubble of the children today, but it wasn't Santa Claus that put those gifts under the tree. But it was your loving parents, it was your grandparents, it was your uncles and your aunties and your friends who purchased the gift. And the appropriate response for us is to say thank you. But in like manner, church, the angels, these heavenly hosts, as they announce the birth of Jesus, it's interesting, they say, here it is, it says, and suddenly that the angel, the multitude, the heavenly host was there. Then in verse 14, this is what they say, glory to God. Glory to God in the highest. In other words, this miracle that has been wrought, this miracle of Jesus coming into the world, the angels, they understood that this was not the work of man. They understood this was not the efforts of technology, but this was the result of God blessing the world with his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. And the heavenly host, their response, first of all, was to say, glory to God. And church, can I leave with you on this Christmas day that before we open the presents, before we eat the Christmas turkey and those Brussels sprouts, before we enjoy a nice Christmas movie, the first thing that we ought to do is say, glory to God. Thank you, God, for blessing us with this great salvation through Jesus Christ. We want you to be glorified. We don't want to look to our own needs first, but we want to give you the praise. We want to give you the glory for all that you have done for us. They teach us the appropriate response to receiving the gift is to say, glory to God in the highest heaven. But not only do they teach us the appropriate response, but secondly, the heavenly host, they also teach us that something important is about to happen through this baby Jesus. Something special and unique will come as a result of this life-changing gift of Christmas. And they go on to say, glory to God in the highest, but then they say, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests. Oh, I love this. Now, the King James, it says, peace and goodwill toward men. But the better translation is in the NIV, because it teaches us the specificity of the gift. It says, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests. In other words, favor, which carries the same meaning of grace. Grace is the unmerited favor of God. In other words, it is what God bestows upon us without merit. We cannot earn it, regardless of how good we've been this year, children. You may have made sure that you were on time to school every morning, and you were good throughout the year. You didn't give any trouble to your parents. But I'm here to tell you that good works alone was unable for us to receive this precious gift of salvation. It doesn't matter how good we think we are. Good works alone is insufficient to pay for our salvation. So they say, peace on earth to those his favor, his grace rests on us. And finding favor with God, it literally means to gain the approval of God, to gain his acceptance, to receive special benefits or blessings from God himself. It's those whom he chooses to favor, to bless, to gain his approval. And the blessing of salvation is that we cannot earn his favor, but he freely gives us his favor because he loves us so much. But here is the importance of the favor of this gift. Because although God has blessed the world with favor and peace, the importance of the gift is not only that we view the gift. For example, if I pick up one of these presents, God gives us the gift through Jesus. But it's not enough for us just to view the gift. Because when we receive gifts, in order for us to really know what's inside, what do we have to do? We have to open the gift. So when the heavenly hosts say, peace on earth, on whom his favor rests, in other words, to those who not only view the gift, but those who open the gift. Those who not only take a look and a glance at the gift, but those who receive the gift with gladness. And the challenge for us this Christmas and the challenge for the world today is, are we just going to enjoy the message of Christmas, enjoy the nativity scene, and then just go about our business and say, see you later till next Christmas? But are we going to not just see and view the gift, but are we going to open the gift and receive the gift into our hearts? That is how the favor and the grace of God can rest in our lives. We have to open the gift. That's why Jesus would say to Nicodemus that for God so loved the world that he gave a gift. He gave his only begotten son. But here's the condition: whosoever believes in him
Whosoever opens the door and allows Jesus to come in, they will not perish, and they will have eternal life. The gift of Christmas and the gift of salvation is not some universal salvation that you don't have to open the door and open the gift and open your heart to him and you'll be saved. No, Jesus says, whosoever believes on him. The onus is on us, church, to open the door, open the gift. Have we opened all of our presents? Not only does Jesus teach us about opening the gift, but also John lets us know in 1 John, it tells us that he or she that has the Son of God has life. But then he goes on to say, but he or she that does not have the Son does not have life. Because we've got to open the door and open the gift of salvation. So in closing this morning, whatever gift we have under our tree, whatever present or gift someone has blessed you with on this day, the greatest gift of all is not under a tree, but the greatest gift was given to this world and born in Bethlehem's manger. And that baby Jesus that was born into this world, he is the greatest gift that this world could ever afford. And through him, through Jesus alone, then we can have salvation, we can have eternal life, and we can have the peace of God, which surpasses all human and worldly understanding. And yes, we can have the unmerited favor of God through the blessing and the grace of Jesus Christ. So in closing today, I know the majority of us here this morning, we have already opened the gift. we have already opened our hearts to the Lord Jesus Christ. But there may be one here today that has not yet opened all of your presence. You have not yet opened your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. And what a wonderful day it would be on Christmas Day to say, yes, Lord, I want to open your gift of Christ. I want to open my heart to him. Jesus says, behold, I stand at the door and I am knocking. You see, this gift of Christ, he doesn't just barge down the door like Santa Claus, who comes down the chimney, supposedly, unannounced. Comes down the chimney, drops off the presents, and lives to tell the story. I mean, can you imagine breaking through certain people's houses in this world that we live in today? But the blessing of Christmas is that the Lord Jesus is like a gentleman. He has given us the gift. He's knocking on the door of our hearts. But he leaves it up to us to open the door. It's up to us to open the door and allow him to come in. Jesus wants to come into your life this Christmas. And the day you hear his voice, harden not your heart, but allow him to come in. And he wants to have fellowship with you. So have you opened all your presents this Christmas? I pray that the answer is yes. Let's pray. Father, we are so grateful for the great heavenly host of angels who are a part of this Christmas narrative in the Bible. We thank you for the message that they brought, and for the message that peace
has come and the favor of God has come, and it's resting on those who will open the gift and open their hearts to receive him into their lives. Father, I say thank you for all those who have already received Jesus, maybe some 30, 40, even 50 plus years ago, or even some even more recently. Thank you that you are still in the saving business. And thank you, Lord, that you're continuing to save even now. And I pray if there's someone here today that needs to open the gift, thank you that you are still knocking on the door of our hearts and you want to come in so that we can have life and have it more abundantly. So would you bless us all now and open our eyes that we may behold wondrous things from thy law. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God. There's a song, this is not on the agenda, there's a song in my heart that fits in thinking about the angels. Some of you may not know it, you may know it. It says, we are standing on holy ground and I know that there are angels all around. Let us praise Jesus now, for we are standing on holy ground. We are standing, yes, on holy ground. That's beautiful. And I know. Where are they? All around. Yes. Let us praise Jesus now. We are standing. We are standing in his presence on holy ground. Just think of that scene with those heavenly hosts. We are standing. We are standing. Thank you, Jesus. On holy ground. On holy ground. And I know that there are angels. Where are they? All around. Let us praise Jesus now. Jesus now. We are standing. We are standing. We sound beautiful. We are standing on holy ground.
On holy ground.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I know that there are angels. They're all around.
Thank you, Lord.
Let us pray.
Now
we are standing in his presence on holy ground.
Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for your presence. We thank you that we are standing on holy ground. And we thank you, Lord, that your presence is giving liberty right now, moving in our hearts, and we surrender to you now on this Christmas day, just like the heavenly host. We say glory to God in the highest heaven, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Please do take your seats in the presence of the Lord. Amen. I pray you've been blessed today. We're about to draw this service to a close, but we have a tradition in our church. We on Christmas Day, we include and we invite all the children to come up and to open. We were talking about opening presents today. They're going to open a gift that they have been given. So children, come and join me on the stage. All the children, if you have a gift, please do bring your gift. So good to see you, sir. Bless you. Wow. Wow. Hello. Right. Now, are you ready, children? Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you really ready? Are you ready? Yeah? Okay. Right. Let's go for it. After three, okay? You got to really go for it. You got to open it with everything that you have. Okay? One, two, three, go for it. Come on, you gotta go for it. Come on. Wow. Wow. Wow, you've got a lovely Barbie set here. Right, so what I want you to do is tell us your name. Tell everyone your name, and then we can go through what you've got here. Okay, let's see what you've got here. So tell us your name. To me, okay. And what have you got here? A Barbie. Barbie set. Isn't that lovely, church? A lovely Barbie set. Oh dear, Olivia. What have you got here? You gonna say something to the church? Oh, a travel trio musical pram tie. Oh, wow. Wow. So she'll be making melodies in her heart in her pram.
Amen.
Making music unto the Lord. What have you got here? Tell us your name.
Farah.
Farah. Wow. An L, is it L? That's how you pronounce it, right? See, I know these things. I do know these things. Magic hot air styler. Wow. Yeah. Wow. I don't think it will work on my hair, but enjoy it. What have you got here, young man? Tell us your name.
Sam, two books.
Sam, two books. Oh, what books are they? I swapped my brother on the internet. Oh, wow. Dr. Proctor's powder. Oh, wow. Happy reading. Happy reading. What have you got here? What's your name?
Hannah.
Hannah's got two books as well. Socks are not enough. And Sleuth on skates. Wow. What a wonderful, wonderful books. What is your name? Amira. And what have you got here?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know? All right. Let's see if I can help you out. It's a picture projector. So, yeah, you can project your artwork on the wall. Yeah, that's going to look good, isn't it? Well done. What's your name?
I'm Bessiana.
Bessiana.
I don't know what I've got here.
Right. Let's see if I can help you. This is a bird cake kit. Yeah. Yeah, bird cakes. Yeah. Do you like birds? You like birds? Oh, good. What's your name? Isabel. A rainbow bath bomb. Ah. Well done. Well done. Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
Josh.
What have you got here, Josh?
I've got a puzzle and a tin and a candy cane.
Ah. Good stuff. Well done. Let's give them a hand one more time. Now, children, remember now, as good as those gifts are, and I'm sure you've got many more at home, if you haven't opened them already, the greatest gift of all is what and who?
Jesus.
Yes. Jesus. Amen. Amen. You may take your seats. Well done, children. Well done. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Well, we're going to sing our final carol, Joy to the World. It's so good to have Reverend Owen Johnson with us, my former Sunday school director, and he's here with us. Amen. Praise God. Amen. After we sing our final song, I'm going to ask him to come and to say the benediction for us as we leave. It's just for me now to wish you all a wonderful Christmas. Amen. I'm going to do the birthday box. I'm going to do it. 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 Order in that house. To wish you all a very happy Christmas. I pray that you have a wonderful, wonderful day. Be safe and just enjoy the blessings of God and your family and your friends on this day. And of course, we know that it's all about Jesus, and I wanted all the attention to be about Jesus today, but of course, the Lord does love us to enjoy our birthdays. Is there any of our children who are celebrating a birthday in and around this day, in and around this week? Any of our children? Yeah? Yes, yes. You want to come down, or you're probably too old now for that? Yeah. Well, happy birthday to you. When is your birthday? What day? 21st. Okay, happy birthday. Happy birthday. Pray you had a wonderful, wonderful time. Enjoy Christmas Day. God bless you. If you do want a gift, please come down after. You can have a gift. All right, we're going to stand and sing together, Joy to the World. The Lord has come. And then Reverend Johnson's going to come and close us with a benediction.
Thank you, Pastor Nathan, and the brethren here. You know that great message that came directly from heaven through Gabriel. Hail Mary, thou art highly favored. Thou shalt bring forth a son. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. God did not allow the prophet to bring this message, nor the judges, nor the kings, but God sent the angel. So it's a precious message. Amen. Are you blessed today?
Yes.
Amen. I'm blessed also. So thank you once again, Reverend. And may the grace of Almighty God, and the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be with you all throughout this festive season and for the rest of your lives, tomorrow and next year, that you will be blessed. You're highly favored already because the grace of Almighty God is upon you. That's why we all can smile. But what you should do is try to make someone else have a smile on their face.
Amen.
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 And let the words of our mouth, you can repeat it with me, and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. God bless you all. Enjoy the rest of the day. And it was such a wonderful message. God bless you all in Jesus' name. Amen.